Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, I'm in a good mood today, Jack. Had a beautiful weather, voted here at noon, didn't have to wait very long, and going to go to a basketball game at Michigan State, and then tonight watch the election returns. How does that sound for a night?
Are you disappointed that more people do not vote?
Well, I am. I mean, it would be nice if more, it would be really good if people came out. The only positive thing I have been told, and this is almost sounds like an excuse, that often it wouldn't make a difference. I mean, you know, that the people that don't vote are often going to make the same types of decisions. I don't believe that necessarily, but on the other hand, at least it's one of those maybe a feel-good thought. But no, back on your point, absolutely everybody should vote as really to show the greatness of this republic and that people have an opportunity to make a difference and really make a meaningful vote.
Yeah, I would think that a lot of people who complain a lot about the process and about their elected representatives, if they all showed up, they might not have those elected representatives.
Well, that's true. The thing you run into, Jack, when people really get discouraged with all politicians per se, because I've talked to some people, not just today, but even today I've talked to people. And when, I remember one fellow was telling me, he says, you know, I don't like any of these people. I'm not voting for anybody. And I always make the comment, well, you know, choosing even among if you think they're bad, the best is going to work out for everybody better in the long run. But we run into a lot of cynicism, a lot of unhappiness, dissatisfaction. So sometimes it's hard to get even patriots, if you can use that word or whatever, out to vote. And then there's a certain core that is never going to vote under any circumstances. So it's tough, but we need to encourage and push people to vote. It's important.
What does Election Day represent to you, John?
Well, I really see it as the great celebration of our republic because we're getting representatives to represent us. As I mentioned on the show when you and I have talked in person, I really feel a lot of times these folks, let's take the national level, they go and they really get lost, okay? They mm-hmm. don't remember where they came from. But that's what it is. And in the state of Michigan, I think we have far more feeling we have impact on mayor, on local, like, you know, when you're kind of going to come out and vote on something for the zoo, you know, I mean, if even the governor, you feel a lot more impact. But it's a chance to make yourself heard. It's a chance to take part in a marvelous system. And it's something to me, really, when I look back to the founding of this country, when I go back to think of George III, and I think of the fact the tendency in the world is really autocracy, and it is not to have the type voting we do. It makes me feel good. It gives me a positive feeling that we have a representative government, and if we don't think we're being represented, the answer is not to vote. It's to go out there and make yourself heard.
To so many people, including those in the process, this is a night for winners and losers, and the winners feel pretty good about themselves in most cases. Sometimes they forget that between 40 and 49% of the electorate rejected them. But for those who are defeated, it must be a tremendous blow. I've never run for elective office, and if I had lost, I would have had to really look in the mirror a long time and be sure that you know, they were looking at my politics and not me as a person. Maybe they would be doing both, but in that case, I think it would be very difficult for a candidate who has put himself out there or herself and extended themselves in every way to be rejected.
And not only that, Jack, but you're attacked, belittled.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I were watching last night. You know, they could be in there, but we happened to be looking at all of these ads, if you will, all these negative ads. I mean, if you believed everything in those ads, you would think these were all scoundrels. You know, put
right.
them all in jail, okay,
right.
that type thing. So, but when you put yourself out there and you're really trying, you've got some ego involved, you put your own money into it, your family, people are looking, and you've done the best you can, and then you lose, sure, I think it is very tough. And particularly if you feel your policies are correct and your opponent, adversary, if you will, is completely wrong. So, yes, you have to be genteel. You have to recognize that the people that you want to represent, they've just chosen someone else. And when that, and that's, oh, boy, that's obviously a very, very difficult thing to do. But when that happens, you have to be gracious. And if anything, you prepare for the next round. You don't try to destroy the person. You don't try to say what you're going to do with them. And fortunately, at the state and local level, we don't seem to get, at least in this state, which I think is a great place, by the way, overall, we don't get that level of horrible partisanship that we seem to get all the time, unfortunately, in Washington, where everybody's out to get rid of everybody as opposed to people, you know, working together. But if you lose, you're part of a great procedure. You lost. It was a real representation of our government, our people, and you tried, and you put yourself out there. And then the victor, if you will, or the person who wins the election, has to see themselves as a citizen that got more votes and has to be very nice. You don't say, we're going to get you, you're my enemy, you're a bad guy, you're a good guy, or person, whatever it might be. It's a time for people to be genteel, gracious, and really realize that the opponent is a human being with a family and a good person, may just have very different views on the best way to help Michigan or help the country.
How difficult is it for someone who has been campaigning for a year, been out there every day on the stump, talk to everyone who would listen, to get up and give a concession speech?
I think it'd be horrible, Jack. I mean, think of this. This is so much a part of you. You've been out talking to thousands of people, or hundreds, depending on what you're running for, and you've really felt you're connecting, people are supporting you, and you could also get stuck in a whipsaw situation of a national election that has nothing to do with you. There could be people mad at the president.
Yeah.
So they're going to put you out of a board member at a university.
Invariably, John, they look out into the crowd as they're giving this speech. I've been to several of these. And they see campaign workers, staff members crying.
Yes.
And not just because they're not going to have a job in the morning, because something they believed in deeply was not validated.
Well, you're actually going a step further, and that's a very important point. The feelings you have for those that have supported you, wanted you to win, and gave their 100%, those are the people you need to console, you need to talk to them, you need to encourage them, you need to thank them, and indicate we may have lost this in terms of an election, but it is a democracy, it's a republic, and what we want to do is, from now on, we've lost this maybe, but we're going to keep our views represented. And there always are new election. There's a new sunshine coming another day. But really, let those people know how much you care. Now, in fairness, when I see people give concession speeches, that seems to be a nice standard type thing, thanking all the people that supported them, worked with them. And that is really critical, because people that really get involved in these elections, the people that are calling, handing things out, they really do give their whole heart and soul, and when they lose, it can be as devastating as it is to the person who knows there's another election and another day.
I think in many ways it's like a hockey game, and you see after the game the players, it's a ritual, it's a tradition, and they form the line, and they've been clubbing each other for seven games and trying to beat each other's brains out, and half the time they wouldn't stop and have a hamburger or a drink with the guy, but they have to go through this thing. And I see some people, and they're just talking through their teeth in this concession speech, and it's got to be one of the most excruciating moments of their life.
Well, Jack, I don't think there's any question. That's when you need to be gracious. You need to rise above it all. You need to be magnanimous in victory, you know, not necessarily defiant defeat, but you need to say, you know, we've lost. I accept it. I acknowledge it. I applaud the person who won. We will work together. That doesn't mean we agree on things, a lot of things, but we will find a way to work together. That's graciousness and thanking people that have helped you. And you're going to go home, you're going to cry, you're going to feel horrible, there's going to be family. But you know, if you tried to do your best, Jack, that's always the key in life. Did you try? Did you do what you could have done? And then you have to kind of roll with the punches. And really, you know, I always liked the old Shakespeare, you know, that adversity, or excuse me, philosophy is adversity sweet milk. You know, we learn from difficult times, we become better people, people that have everything given to them. When they do run into a problem, they suffer. One thing about politicians, people running for office, they have often been attacked along the road.
They
have to get somewhat thick skin, but the people that support them,
yeah,
those that they may even have to worry much more about them than they even do themselves. But it's devastating all the way around. It's not a football game, but it is a loss. And if you believe your morality, your values, your what you're trying to do is best, it's a tough pill to take.
Yeah, you know, I've had so many people tell me that they would love to serve, they just don't want to run. They don't. It's like love to eat the cake, I don't want to make it. And
well,
I guess in this case, we probably have some people who would be very good at this, but chosen to go about other things because they don't want to go through the rigors of a campaign and all the attacks that go with it.
Well, I believe this. Part of being, when you win, not only being gracious, but it's being able to pick people that are going to be around you, not just those that agree with you, but people
right.
that can really help. You know, we have a situation in Michigan. I think we've had a governor who's tried to do a good job. Everybody, I think, tries to do a good job. We're now going to have a new one. It'll
right.
be up to the new governor to bring the best people, in this case, that he can find, to try to help Michigan. And we don't want it to be just a capital D or a capital R. We want it to be people that are going to really help us, and that's going to be in any of these elections
right.
that are going. We want people that are citizens and really want to help us. I actually feel better about Michigan than I do nationally. You probably
yeah.
picked that up. I think
yeah.
we can, as everybody fights and argues, but by golly, this is a state and a city and an area where people can generally work together.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. Check out the website, drjohnb.com. We'll talk with you Saturday, John.
Always a pleasure, my friend.